The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin is in Kyiv today meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and we're joined now from Kyiv by News Talk reporter Emily Keegan. Emily, a wide range of issues discussed today. Let's start with the support by the EU and Ireland for Ukraine.
Yeah, and this was the key topic that Taoiseach Micheál Martin really wanted to discuss when he sat down with President Volodymyr Zelensky and other politicians during this visit. And he wanted to really reinforce that idea that not only does Ireland support Ukraine, but Ireland, especially right now in its term of presidency of the EU Council, really supports Ukraine and is going to use the role of the presidency to try and get that support across the line, across the EU. And it was backed up from an Irish perspective today when the government announced a new €125 million support package for Ukraine. And broken down, that's €100 million that's going to go towards the provision of priority non-lethal military equipment, with the remainder to support the restoration and protection of critical infrastructure, with the focus especially on energy ahead of the winter, because a lot of Ukrainians would have really struggled last year in the winter. It gets quite cold here, as people can imagine, and when critical infrastructure is being targeted, it becomes quite a tricky situation for people. And this comes on top of €65 million of supports already announced by Ireland this year by the Minister for Foreign Affairs. So it's adding on to quite a substantial sum that Ireland has already given to Ukraine to support them in Russia's war against them. And it really was the message that Micheál Martin wanted to drive home today, that the support isn't going anywhere, and especially when it comes to Ukraine's EU accession as well. He wants to help open up the clusters to get Ukraine through into the EU. And that's a kind of a mission that's been ongoing for a long time, and it's something that the politicians here certainly agree with and want to see from Ireland's term of presidency. So it's something that the Taoiseach says he feels confident that can be done in the next 6 months.
Emily, the EU decided on its 21st round of sanctions on Russia today. What do we know about that?
Yeah, so all eyes were kind of on this, which it's not, I suppose, typically something that people would really be zoned in on. But the issue of alumina has become quite topical, and a lot of people were maybe hoping that alumina might be listed on this list of sanctions this time around. Of course, down to the controversy surrounding Auchinish Alumina in Limerick and the plant, which an Irish Times investigation found reportedly that some of the alumina being exported to Russia from this plant could be going to be used in military weapons in the manufacturing of those in Russia. Now, the Taoiseach did brief Volodymyr Zelensky on an investigation that's ongoing into Auchinish Alumina, and he did say that that's near completion. But he briefed him on the findings so far, and he said that the investigation hasn't found concrete proof that alumina exported to Russia is being used in weapons manufacturing, but it also hasn't found definitive evidence to prove it's not. So really not a massive amount coming out of that.
No. But how was that received by President Zelensky, Emily?
Yeah, it was really interesting because he was asked about that at a press conference of, like, as you mentioned there, the 21st round of sanctions was announced today and alumina isn't on it. But would he like to see it included on the 22nd round of sanctions? And he had quite an interesting response to that, because he actually called on the Irish government to look at internal legislation within Ireland to see if it's actually possible to sanction it domestically. So to sanction Auchinish Alumina and the exports to Russia just at home before taking it to the EU level. And Zelensky did say that he will continue to work with the EU to see if it can be included in the next round. But it was quite an interesting take. And we're just back from a doorstep with Micheál Martin, in which he said that it's a bit more complex than that. Ukraine had nationalised some of its alumina plants back earlier on in the war. And it was kind of, I suppose, a reference that maybe Ireland could do something similar. But it's a bit more complex in this case, because it is a European issue. The alumina is exported to areas in Europe, not just Russia, who rely on it. And of course, the people of Limerick rely heavily on jobs in the area from the plant. So it is a bit of a tricky issue. And it's going to be interesting to see how we move forward with this. Ukraine will continue to put pressure on European leaders to try and get it in the 22nd round of sanctions. And it's just a matter now of whether or not they can convince them.
So from what you're saying, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin sidestepped that comment by President Zelensky when he was wondering what we could do domestically. That was sort of parked to one side, was it?
Almost, yeah. He was very adamant that this is a European issue. And he did say that the findings of this investigation will be brought to the European Commission. Now, all the details won't be made public. Some of them will be, but they will be taken to the European Commission, and a decision will be made then at an EU level. And he seems really adamant that that's where it needs to be done, that the decision needs to be made in Europe, not in Ireland.
And where else did the Taoiseach go today, Emily?
So we're actually just back from a site visit, and we visited a residential area. It's also a hub for metros and schools and shops, and it's been attacked not once but twice since this war began over 4 years ago, and twice in the last 3 months. There was two quite large scale attacks in Kyiv in May, and just over the weekend there was 40 missiles pounding down onto Kyiv in the space of an hour on Sunday night. And we went to one of the sites that was hit by that, and the Taoiseach met with the UN Refugee Agency, who work on the ground and offer support with the help of Irish funding and funding from other European countries. And he met with residents who were impacted by that too. And it really was just interesting to hear from people on the ground about how heartbreaking it is to really be living in this. But the strength of these people to keep going is just so admirable. When you're here on the ground and you see people going about their daily lives, they're not letting it get them down. They really are persevering. And it's just, it's amazing to see, when you see the level of destruction to these buildings, how people can keep going and putting on such a brave face. It's just fascinating.
And maybe lastly, I believe there's some protests taking place in Kyiv as well.
Yeah, so now, not today, unfortunately. I was hoping to maybe get to chat to some of the people involved, but they are scheduled to go ahead again tomorrow. So people are protesting over recent government cabinet changes. So Volodymyr Zelensky had made the decision not to keep a popular defence minister in his latest cabinet reshuffle. And Mykhailo Fedorov was popular because he was taking a more modern approach to the conflict, and he relied heavily on the use of drones in comparison to the traditional commander-in-chief. And demonstrators were calling for this commander-in-chief to be dismissed. And that's originally why their protests were happening. They weren't happy with the fact that Fedorov was out and that this commander was still there. He has since been dismissed, but our understanding is that protests are still scheduled to go ahead tomorrow because they're still not happy and they want Fedorov back in his position of defence minister.
That was our reporter, Emily Keegan, coming to you live from Kyiv.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.